My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Joining us up 95 in Baltimore, Dave Jagler. He and Charlie Slow's working a little early tonight. Pre-game right at 6, first pitch at 6:35. Jags, the old Beltways rivalry reunited this evening at Camden Yards. How are you?
I'm good, and it's a little bit of a new chapter here. It's going to be the first time with James Wood and Jackson Holliday. Some new names to add to the long list of notable names who've played in this rivalry since it was first contested in 2006. So excited to see James Wood try to hit one. He only hits opposite field home runs, so if he can hit one over the Great Wall of Baltimore, that would be quite an accomplishment.
Jax, what's going on with C.J. Abrams? How's he feeling?
Well, the lineups aren't out yet, but he was walking around the clubhouse. I talked to him. He seems like he's good, so I'm figuring that he's back in there. He was able to pinch run in the game on Saturday, so I think just a little exercise of caution without being in there on Sunday. But until the lineup is out for sure, that's in the manager's hands. But he seemed to be in good spirits and moving around well in the clubhouse.
Looked like some roster moves today for the Nationals, a bat and an arm coming in each direction. What'd they do?
Yeah, Andres Chaparro, who has been raking at AAA since he was acquired in the Dylan Floro trade, he is here. Harold Ramirez, who had some initial good games after Jesse Winker was traded, he's been designated for assignment, so Chaparro gives him a right-handed bat, either as a DH spot or a corner infielder. And then Jordan Weems, who had one appearance coming off the injured list, walked 4 in a struggling appearance. He was designated for assignment. So an older rookie, if you will, Orlando Ribalta, who was a draft pick in 2019, has never seen the big leagues, has pitched pretty well at AA and AAA this year. He's going to be joining the bullpen for a potential big league debut. So same for Chaparro. So potentially a couple of big league debuts here in Baltimore tonight.
You mentioned Chaparro, who is 25 years old, came over in the Floro deal. He's put up huge numbers. Now, he was in a pretty hitter-friendly ballpark and circuit for much of the year, but then he homered in his first 3 games with the Rochester Red Wings as well. So it's 23 home runs, over 80 driven in this year and 400 at-bats, hitting about .330 with a .980 OPS at AAA. It's pretty interesting that they were able to get 2 AAA hitters who were having monster minor league seasons back who are already on the big league team at this deadline. And Jose Tena, who had the walk-off hit over the weekend, and now Chaparro, another corner infielder.
Yeah, it seems like a pretty decent mix of guys that they acquired at the deadline. I mean, Tyler Stewart's been striking out the world since he joined AA Harrisburg. And obviously Alex Clemmy is maybe the highest ceiling prospect, and he's a ways away at low A. So you have a mix of guys who are maybe projectable in the future and some guys who can potentially help you now.
Jags, we talked about this a bunch. The pitching, especially the starting pitching, was so unbelievably good through about the first half of the season. And, we all kind of said, hey, a correction is probably coming. That's okay because they've been so unbelievably good. You look at someone like Jake Irvin, ERA in the mid-3s for the first half, second half ERA over 5. We've seen that from Mackenzie Gore, a little bit from Mitchell Parker as well. How much of that is kind of the natural regression, the grind of the season, versus, hey, there's some things we should probably be looking to correct here?
Well, to me, Danny, a lot of it is just the length of a big league season. I mean, it's 162 games for a reason. You're going to make 30 to 32 starts. And, your first go-around, through this grind, it can be tough when you get to starts, 21 and above. And we've seen that with a lot of these young pitchers. And, what you hope is that if there's some down, that there's some bounce back here. I think we saw that with Josiah Gray last year after making the All-Star team. He kind of hit a wall early in the second half, but then finished strong. You hope that, you know, while there's been a huge lull for Gore and Irvin's had some lull recently, that they can bounce back here in August and September and give you some good starts. I mean, we've seen Parker have some bounce back. Hers, you know, came back, pitched well out of the All-Star break. Now he's going to be facing trying to bounce back after a rough starting his last outing. So I think that's just part of the natural progression of a season. And they're all kind of doing this together. I mean, Corbin is the only real veteran of this mix. So they're all kind of learning this together, and they're going to ride the ups and downs together.
One of the guys in the stretch run here of a first full big league season is Jake Irvin, who's on the mound tonight. What do we need to know?
Well, first time facing the Orioles in his career. So this is a real nice challenge. I mean, Irvin, as he has struggled, that Danny mentioned in the second half, prone to the home run ball. And that really kind of bottomed out his last start. So this is a lineup that can hit home runs. We want to see him keep the ball in the ballpark tonight.
Jax, have a great call as always, man. Thanks for the time.
All right, guys. Good to talk to you.
Much appreciated,
you as well,
my friend.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.